Daily Rest, Wednesday, September 21st, 2022. All is vanity. All things are full of weariness. A man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. Ecclesiastes 1, verse 8. The vanity of hard work. A man comes home weary from work and finds his wife weary at home. So goes the cycle of life. Day after day, responsible adults get up, do their work, grow weary, and end up in bed to recharge their bodies and minds for the next day. Add to this our desire for more. We are never satisfied with what we have. Therefore, we labor harder to gain more of this world's goods. In order to support this desire, parents might overwork and neglect the family and their own well-being. As labor increases, so does weariness. Even vacations cannot end the weariness. Was life meant to be this way? Those who believe the first three chapters of Genesis know that life was once different. The Garden of Eden produced bountifully for the man and the woman who worked it without wearying oneself. However, the fall into sin brought difficulty into life. In the home and in the fields, mankind found great weariness. Sin has always been the problem, and sin makes the problem worse when we desire more and more material things. However, thanks be to our gracious God, who has provided a rest for the weary. It is not only a rest from tiresome labor, but also a rest from sin. The seed of the woman has accomplished this. Our dear Lord Jesus came to labor in this world to take upon himself the heavy burden of our sins and sufferings. As Isaiah said, "The Lord shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities." Chapter 53, verse 11. The scriptures also say, "Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them." Revelation 14, 13. Lord Jesus, help us to come to you and find rest for our souls on earth and eternal rest for soul and body in heaven. Amen.